Allie here. It's funny, I'm moving the microphone away from me. Hello. I did open wine, even though I wasn't going to open wine this week. So you're hearing a new beat from Eddie B. Eddie B makes some beats for me. He's out of San Jose, living up in Sactown now. You can follow him on Instagram at RevLalo. Check him out on my page. He just dropped a new EP on iTunes. Download it. Fucking jam to it. So I feel like I haven't recorded in forever, and then I was just thinking about it before I hit record. I did just record with fucking Anaton Barriola, and that was a week ago tomorrow. We were out in Berkeley. That shit was so tight. I can't even express to you how crazy my last week has been, and I think that's why I'm sitting here like, okay, like, pull your thoughts together. So last week I went up to Berkeley and I was chilling with my friend Ev and Anaton, and we vibed out talking about his books and about life, and we drank amazing wine, and we were at the Claremont, which, if you haven't been to the Claremont in Berkeley, do yourself a favor and drive up there and have a drink on the patio. It is amazing. So we do that Wednesday. I don't remember Thursday. Friday, we head to Exhibit Gray. Exhibit Gray is Anaton Barriola's exhibit of his book, The Gray. Local artist, local clothes makers, I guess you could say. There was people there who created, you know, their own clothes, and there was a man who read poetry, and Steve Canal was there, and I'm actually going to be interviewing and chilling with Steve Canal, who wrote The Mind of a Winner when he hits the Bay back here in a couple of weeks. But fucking cool, man. Like, I was in a room with a ton of people, and none of us knew each other in a sense, but we all had this thing in common that we were there to be with Anaton and celebrate his book and what it means to be kind of a part of his crew and, like, have a different perspective on things and learn and have an etiquette and look at relationships from a lot of different light. So the main thing of the night is to have uncomfortable conversations in a comfortable space. Do I love that or what? I fucking love that. That was just really nice to know that somebody can create that and put hundreds of people in a room and just tell them that. You would think I live at the airport right now. I live very close to the airport. And I don't know if you can hear that, but that's the loudest I've ever heard a plane, which makes me think it's not a normal plane. I kind of want to get up and go look, but I don't want to leave you. Side note, if you live in the Bay right now, the weather is popping. It is beautiful. I was up in Napa Valley this weekend. It was 84 degrees. I was sitting in a vineyard drinking wine with my friends. You cannot beat that life. But damn, that plane's crazy. But we're up there for Anaton's event, and the way that man's mind work is very intriguing. Just the way he pulls people together, and his books are about, in a sense, being better and having understandings of certain situations and being the best person that you can be with, let's say, some so-called rules of getting to know each other or being in any type of relationship. So I just want to reiterate, if you haven't yet, men, Barriolesque, women, Gentlewoman, read them both if you want. And then there's The Gray. Three books on Amazon. Three books you can't pass up. I just ordered The Mind of a Winner. Steve Canal, we're going to hopefully try to catch up here in the beginning, first week of May. So just really cool to, like, I think I've come to a point where I just want to be a super stand-up person, and I want to keep networking and knowing people and connecting people. And I'm sitting here typing out an email to a friend of mine, a client of mine, because she's starting a business, and I was like, oh, girl, I've done this. Let me pass you some notes. Let me help you out. And even though I've put it off for about a week just because of the Napa trip and all these events and everything, like, I was like, I can't go one more day without doing this. Like, you know, like, I like to be about my word, and I'm really excited to get this to her and hopefully guide her in some sort of sense, because who doesn't want to fucking inspire people? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've had two people tell me I've inspired them. How fucking crazy is that? And not on the people and the relationships and hearing about all that I go through and sitting here with me and listening and learning with me. I got my boy, he started Instagram called Hopped City. So he's just out there chasing breweries and showing you where it's beautiful and showing you where to go, wine, beer, food. And it's cool because there's a lot of pages out like that, and I understand that. And there's, hey, fuck, there's a lot of podcasts, but there's always that niche of people that kind of roll together and kind of in a sense become a tribe, even if they don't all know each other. That he lives right here in my motherfucking backyard. He goes to all these places I want to go to, and I fucking love seeing it. So hop on the Instagram, like the Facebook, and follow Hop City. Also, my girl, she started a blog. She travels with her husband, who's a photographer, and two small kids, and they fucking day trip the shit out of this. They day trip the shit out of anything, really. They recently hopped over to Paris, and she knows how to find flights and deals, and she's blogging about it, and she's got a dope-ass Instagram page, and she said she found flights for $268 or something like that. I don't fucking know, because I am a snob and love to fly business because I don't have any kids, but at the same time, she's smart as fuck, so get on Instagram and follow A Goldie Girl. I'm going to tag all these people on my Instagram. I think it's important to kind of support each other. So there's Eddie B on the beats, Hop City with the brew, and A Goldie Girl traveling. It's funny because I was with my best friend this weekend and we were having this conversation about my dating life and where it's going, because as you know, because y'all know I will tell you pretty much everything except some of the more explicit things, who I'm dating, who I'm talking to, what I'm doing, and I think I might be officially out of my fuckboy douchebag stage, and I am so fucking pumped because I don't even care. That emotion is gone. I think that the state of my mind has changed and how I view things, and I have to give that to my girl that listens, and I met up. She's from Memphis, but she lives out here now, and we met up for dinner, and it was a trip to sit across from somebody who didn't even know me, but she knew me, and I was like, well, that's fucking cool, but it's fucking weird. It was weird at the moment. Now I gotta be a better me. Who am I? What do I want to extend out in the world? And how? I had some girl hit me up this weekend talking about I'm helping her. She's not feeling alone, and she's dealing with some fuckboy shit too, and she hit me up this morning and said she's just hitting I Love Instagram, which if you don't know, that's an episode where I learned about Pab having a wife and a baby. And if you don't know who Pab is and you don't want to rewind, this is some motherfucker that left his number on my doorstep and tried to pull me and then acted funky and then had a wife and a baby and then tried to gaslight me. So, you know, we've all been through some shit, and I'm going to tell you right now, my thing is growth, and I'm growing, and I hope that I can pull you with me because we only have this one life, and y'all know I talk about having, you know, not being here for a long time, so I'm going to be here for a good time. And I was just reading a bunch of shit, and I'm going to tell you why I'm reading a bunch of shit, is that I saw this quote from Benjamin Franklin, and it says, most die at 25, but they don't get buried till they're 75. Fuck that noise. If you have an idea, or you have an intuition, or you have something that you want to chase, and I don't even give a fuck if it is a fuckboy, chase that shit. Because otherwise you will not know what can flourish and what can happen. Get through the fuckboy stage and grow from it. But at least give everything you're doing all you got. And I'm going to tell myself that because I'm still sitting here just drinking some wine right now. But I'm happy to be talking to you. I'm happy to network. I'm happy to tell people everything, really. Which I think I told Anaton, like, yes, I do put a lot out there. But if it's this one thing that is semi-profound to somebody else that changes some sort of thought process or view and helps them, I'm going to share my whole goddamn life with you. Which is funny because there is a man. I've never dated him. I've never hooked up with him. Nothing like that. He's just a really, 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 really good looking man. And for me, I don't really know him, so I say that because I think I'm physically attracted to him in a sense, but I don't really know him, and I think if you're a listener, you know, motherfuckers don't come at me hella smart, I'm out. But he asked to have a drink, and I'm like, hell fucking yeah. Because I probably haven't seen him in, I don't think I've ever really hung out with him. But we're just going to have a drink. I love having drinks. And he's like, am I going to be on your podcast? And I'm like, no. But wait, do you want it? And like, now I'm talking about it, but he won't have a nickname. He's just somebody I'm grabbing a drink with, just like how... You remember Submarine texted me a couple weeks ago and was like, do you want to grab a drink sometime because we're friends? Fuck you, fool. Fucking doesn't... That's fuckboy RS, dude. Like, I can't even tell you how I feel right now. So the 76ers are about to play here on the television. Do y'all know they freed Meek Mill today? I like to stay in the know. Meek Mill is a dope-ass rapper, if you ask me. And, just some unjust shit there going on, and he's been in jail for 5 months, but now he's out. And he said that he is going to use his platform to change that shit, and that shit is dope. Because we all need guidance. We all need that one person or that one thing we listen to or that one song that gets us through something and changes something for us. So I'm super excited to see what... kind of made me like a fan today. Like, not that I wasn't before, but like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, You let's see what the fuck I do if I get out of jail after 5 months being in there, you know, when I probably shouldn't. I don't know how happy I'd be, but this, very smart, gives me some hope. So, just for everything. So, I'm sitting here drinking wine, and I'm going to be doing an interview and a photo shoot with two gorgeous fucking women out here who have a blog about the Valley. I'm pumped about it. I can't wait to share everything with you and introduce you to them and their blog and everything that they're going to be about and just get a better understanding of them, because we're just kind of chatting that DM now. So it'll be exciting to spend some time with them and get to know each other and see who the fuck we can pull together, if you know what I'm saying. Can you hear my HomePod? Did I tell y'all I got a HomePod? I think I'm like in love with Siri now. Because she's always available, and she doesn't fuck with my phone. I just talked to her over there, and she plays me some beats, and we're good. By the way, y'all know I love me some Kanye, and he gonna drop an album. I can't even see straight. And Drake's dropping out. It's gonna be a lit summer. You know Bang J is gonna drop an album too. We're gonna go to that tour. Remember, that offer's still on the table. That's about the 1 year mark. Tell all your friends, we're gonna have a contest. You're gonna go to Bang J with me right here in Santa Clara. So, what else you want to talk about? I wish I had some more drama for you, but I don't. Because you know what? I think I'm on this new trip. I'm like, nope. I'm going to keep my shit 100. I'm going to network. I'm going to grow. I'm going to learn. I'm going to surround myself with people who engage me, challenge me, and make me think. That's just kind of what I want to do right now. And everything else is just what it is. I don't know. I don't know if there's a good or bad way to look at it. I think it's just a part of... I have been through a lot in the last 2 years. I have experienced a traumatic thing. I have questioned myself. I tried to throw myself into some void I was trying to fill that I don't even know needed to be filled. Maybe this is my happiness. Maybe my happiness comes from recording and talking to you and challenging myself and sharing it with you and talking to you all day long. Yeah, I steady be on my phone, but I am talking to people I've never met, and we're talking real shit, and we're just supporting each other. That shit is beautiful, and I will continue to do that, and I will continue to follow whatever path I'm on, which leads me to what I'm doing right now. I think I'm going to write a book, but not a book I could read, It, you know, if there's not a lot of exotic sex in it, it's hard for me to read. No, I'm just playing. But I want to write a book, handbook, flippy, cute little thing to make us all just think a little bit more, do a little bit more courtesy, a little bit more respect, a little bit more of a thought to be thoughtful. I am going to hit up Benetton, though. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I do. I'm making a mess. I'm making a mess in my house right now. I don't know how somebody writes a book. I mean, I've written a short story before just like blabbing shit out of my mind. But now I'm trying to see a structure and I'm trying to see something. And when B gets home, she's going to wonder what the fuck I'm doing. But I'm going to drink a lot, and it's going to come out of me. So if you have any opinion of that, I would love to hear it. Maybe drop me a line and tell me why you've continued to listen or why you started to listen. Maybe that one thing that really stuck with you, like staying after shit, just keeping it moving. It's kind of the girl in the valley slogan, thanks to Wit. Shout out to my dog. Just keep that shit moving. And in every situation you do, you have to. And I am, and I'm going to keep it moving, but I'm going to keep it moving up. And up for me, and up for all those around me. That's important to me. Because this shit's going to be rad. I'm telling you right now, this shit's going to be rad. Now, who has a connection at Netflix? Because I'd like to have a show. Could you see me being the next Chelsea Handler? I feel like I would be really good at it. So, last Wednesday, I don't know what I was, because it's a feeling that I've really never had before. Because I know Enaton. I hadn't spoken, you know, seen him in many years, and I haven't, but he's this hella best-selling author, and I'm going to be in charge of whatever this is. If it's an interview, if it's a discussion, it's a podcast, it's mine. But what is it? What is it going to be? How's it going to flow? I'm not playing. I could not sleep. I could not see straight. I read so much I couldn't see. I was like studying, because I'm like, this man is brilliant and I'm going to be fucked up. And that shit went off without a hitch. It just fucking vibed. And the thing is I had so much fun in the moment. I was sitting there in the moment just like, this is fucking cool. And I've had flashbacks that I've always had this vision of being some sort of newscaster, sportscaster. I used to pretend I was Ricky Lake. I think I was probably 10, 11, 12. And I would set up the living room, and I would have my chair, my guest chairs, and the video would be recording, and I would run credits on binder paper, and I would interview people. I would interview my brother, and he'd be in his karate gear, and I'd be like, okay, now tell me how you felt about your taekwondo, you know, and I was just, and I have them, and once I get to my grandparents and put them in a format I can, I'm going to post them, because it was this, like, holy fuck, like, I fucked up some shit in my life, like, I took some paths that deterred me from, you know, a different life, a life that I saw, but it didn't happen. And I think that I'm starting to turn to this path, and I don't know what it is. I don't know why I record on this podcast. I don't know why people write me and want it. I do, but you know, it's scary. It's humbling. It's probably one of the most fucking beautiful things I've ever had to do or done. And I think that there's so much more coming, because in that moment, Claremont Hotel in Berkeley, chilling with Benetton. We're talking about all these dope-ass books he wrote, and I'm just coming with it. And we're having this fucking beautiful discussion of life and learning and love and being. And I think that, you know, everything started to kind of make sense, and everything kind of became a little bit clearer, and everything's making more sense. And I'm really going to try to stay on that path. I stopped smoking weed. I know. I'm going to try to, like, keep myself a little bit clear, my vibration a little bit higher for as long as I can, because I do still, I really am, I see some fucking crazy things happening, and I'm really excited to see what I can do. And I think if I stay clear and I stay in myself and I stay pretty fucking stand-up-ish and I just ride with those who respect me, that I will have an impact. And the impact may be small on a grand scheme of things, but it's an impact, and it will be a positive impact. So I'm gonna fucking vibe out for that shit, because I'm pumped. I'm fucking psyched for this summer. I don't know about this heat though. That's why I was up in the sun yesterday, and just in the car, I look like a lobster. My skin right now is permitting heat. Straight up. Can't put me in the sun. You can put me in Ireland in the clouds. But I will acclimate. I am a California native. I wish I had a boy to tell you, but I actually deleted Hinge last night. That shit is stupid as fuck. Who's ever on Hinge and had some success, please holla at me and tell me how and why. Even the league. Do you know I waited 2.5 years to get on the league? Over 2.5 years? To get on the fucking league, and I hate it. Hate it. I'd rather be on Tinder. Tinder's the best one out there. Because even if somebody has to make a move or they don't, because on all of them, oh shit, Meek Mill's at the game. That's tight. The owner of the 76ers went and picked him up in a helicopter. I seen it. It's dope. His team's in the playoffs and he's there after 5 months, man. That's crazy. Could you imagine? I was like, honest thought, I was like, I wonder how many text messages he has. How many DMs he has. Like, I'm not playing. I was like, that's a lot. I can barely keep up with my phone. Can't even imagine not having my phone 5 hours, let alone 5 months. Random thoughts in my brain. But look at what he's gonna do now. Dude, I'm pumped for him. Almost, even though the submarine's from Philly, I almost hope they get to play the Golden State Warriors and lose in the finals, but I don't even know. I think they're in the East, so I think we'd play each other. That's a lot of thought right now since I'm drinking. Because I'm staying clear. I feel like I'm pretty clear when I'm drinking. I think it numbs some of my crazy thoughts that ramble really quickly. I actually wanted to tell you about one more thing. I'm trying to, you know, I start talking for 20 minutes and I'm done. Put me on a phone or person-to-person. We're going to talk all day, but I don't want to ramble. I hope your commute's not that long if you're listening to me now. We need a podcast. Follow them. Group of friends out there in Virginia Beach, kind of doing the same. I think it's like the same concept. Not quite sure. I've only listened to a little bit, but pretty much homies with one of the dudes on there now. I'm hoping to get them out here in Cali, record a podcast, but they just bullshit about everything. And, you know, it might be another dope one to just chime up to and hear it. Well, it's California. It's 5:19 on a Tuesday. I'm drinking Cab Franc from Sequoia Grove out there in Napa. I always got Drake on the house. So vibey. Keep writing up this book, I think. See what happens. I'm excited. I think I'm going to record twice this week. This is the week where it starts. So I'm just back in the Bay in San Jose, and I'll get in some trouble for you. Maybe I'll have a drink with someone. Anyone? No, I'm just playing. All right. Have a good week. Holler at me in the DM. I'm going to tag all these people on Instagram because they're all fucking cool as shit. Follow them. Know them. Support them. Talk to them. They're good people. If they touch you, touch them back. Be ready for it all. All right, have a good night. Bye.